Hayward, brother. Hansen, brother. College View, Nebraska, September 21, 1904. Dear brethren Hayward and Hansen, I have received your letters, and there are some things that I wish to say in response. I wish to speak of some things presented before me concerning the establishment of the school and the sanitarium that are to be established near Nashville. Careful attention is to be given to the advantage that may be gained in locating these institutions near each other. In regard to the institutions to be established in Tacoma Park, I was shown that the Lord would certainly be honored were these institutions placed near enough one another to be a help and a blessing to one another. The students who will attend the Nashville School will be helpful to the sanitarium, and the sanitarium will be a blessing to the school. Of course, circumstances must determine the arrangements that it will be best to make. The workers in each institution must help one another, and the blessing of the Lord will surely rest upon both institutions. This is the plan that it is proposed should be followed in Tacoma Park, and the light given me is that this plan would work beneficially if applied to the institutions to be established near Nashville. If the school buildings and the sanitarium buildings are placed within reach of one another, a blessing will come to both institutions. If the sanitarium building is erected on part of the land that has been purchased for school purposes, each institution will be a help and an encouragement to the other. I wish you to consider these suggestions, brethren, for I regard it as the Lord's plan. The teachers in the school can help the workers in the sanitarium by their advice and counsel, and by sometimes speaking to the patients, and those who have charge of the sanitarium can return the compliment. In time, a church building will be put up within access of these institutions, where all can meet together for the worship of God. On the school farm, the patients will have abundance of room in which to roam about in the open air. The beauty of the scenery will attract them, and the truth will take hold upon their minds. Let these two lines of work be carried on in close proximity with each other, yet as far distant from each other as the judgment and wisdom of those in charge shall determine. One institution will give influence and strength to the other. Money will be saved, for both institutions can share the advantages that they will both need. I have written this in great haste and must now leave it with you, asking you to consider the suggestions made.